The Moral is written by Andrew Fiala, professor of philosophy at CSU Fresno. Our reader is Kay Cummings.
In our current economic crisis, the time is ripe for us to remember the key values of the work ethic. Work is not only about the accumulation of wealth. Work is also an end in itself, an active ingredient in living well. We spend most of the best part of our lives at work. So the key to living well is learning to work well. Our recent economic collapse is in part the result of a decline of the ethics of work. The worst symptoms of this decline can be found in the big scandals of recent years, from Enron to Bernie Madoff. These scandals remind us how tempting it is to pursue wealth without concern for morality. But one doesn't have to look to the big scandals to see the problem. Millions of ordinary Americans also succumb to the temptation to make a quick buck with very little work in stock or housing markets. The cumulative effect of all of these choices is our current economic downturn. The current crisis is complex, and any solution must be equally complex. But one component of a solution is for us to re-emphasize the importance of working hard and living within our means. Most of the world's great moralists, from Plato and Aristotle to Confucius, warn against greed and the desire for luxury. Certainly, we must fulfill our basic needs, but beyond that, a concern for wealth without an equal concern for morality is a recipe for disaster. Wealth should be the result of hard work, but decent, honorable work is also its own reward. Young people often dream of a life without work, a life oriented around spending and enjoyment rather than active production. But adults know that work is essential to life, and good work is essential for living well. In the United States, the idea of a work ethic is embodied in the ideals of Benjamin Franklin. Key values of a work ethic should include the virtues outlined by Franklin in his autobiography: industriousness, frugality, sincerity, and moderation. Franklin recounts his efforts to master these virtues along with related virtues such as resolution, temperance, humility, and justice. Franklin eventually abandoned his attempt, but the effort reminds us of how important these virtues are. Imagine a world in which people were industrious and frugal, where we worked hard and saved rather than calling in sick and living beyond our means. Imagine a world in which people were sincere and moderate at work, where business people kept their word and avoided irrational exuberance. Imagine a world in which your coworkers were resolute, temperate, and humble. And imagine a world in which justice was a primary concern, where people were treated equally and given a fair wage. We may well benefit from the federal government's economic bailout plan, but we would also certainly benefit from a moral bailout. It's time to reassess our values and return to a more fundamental ethic that gets us back to work and back to working well. The Moral is brought to you by the Bonner Center for Character Education at CSU Fresno.